HKX, mobile.
HKX, N4JBM.
Hope you had a good day.
Not too bad. Traffic sucks.
Who is it?
No, not at all. I just now got back to where it's roads that are drivable from 85.
On radio, they were having some problems southbound on 85 anyway.
85 was pretty much like a parking lot, but then I got off on 101 to head towards the house, and of course, apparently BMW's doing their turkey giveaway or something right now for the employees. So right there at the GSP airport, they've got cops directing traffic, and everybody just stopped and lined up trying to get in there.
Sounds like fun, especially with 85 backed up too.
Ain't that much fun, but hey, it is what it is. Just get used to it and sit there for the ride.
So what else you been up to?
Appointments, doctor's appointments, and a couple more doctor's appointments.
Figured out yet?
We're working on it. He's thinking that they may need to do some other stuff, and I went and saw the ortho today, and they're talking about possibly a revision surgery on my shoulder.
Sound good, because you've been out of work for quite a while now, ain't you?
It'll be a year, but I had to wait 6 months for all the bones and the shoulder blade to heal before they could do the first surgery.
Pretty tough.
It's getting even tougher as prices are going up.
Imagine so. It's getting tougher for me, and I'm still out here working.
I don't know, even if I hadn't have got hurt, I don't know if I could afford diesel in my truck hauling equipment right now.
Hey, I'm having fun with it.
Guys at least being steady with you, though?
I don't have any problems with guys not paying their bill, but a lot of guys are paying off and just not buying anything else because everything's so high, they just don't want to buy it, you know, don't want to spend the money.
Yeah. And I can understand that, but also looking at it from your side, that sucks.
Both, and, you know, shops are having a hard time finding employees that'll hang around, so that makes it even harder to sell to people. So it's not been a good situation all year long, but tried to make the best of it and keep going. So we'll see what happens.
Being a mechanic, but on the other hand, I don't miss being a mechanic.
I was talking to a shop owner yesterday. He's complaining because he can't find any help. I'm like, well, if you're not paying any more than the fast food, where they don't have to buy their own tools, and they get to work in the heat and the air conditioning all year long, and not have to be bothered with these cars. I mean, you're not going to find anybody that wants to do it.
I mean, I didn't make bad money. I was a diesel mechanic, and the best money that I had was when I worked on owner-operator trucks. It was pretty much triple time. But if it was just a company truck, they didn't pay worth a hoot.
I made a good living being a mechanic. I'm not complaining. But I make quite a bit more money an hour than what these shops down here are paying. That's what I'm getting at, is the shop owners are just, they're thinking they're going to get somebody for way less than what it's worth.
Most of your mechanics know their value and their worth if they've got any experience.
Shops are empty.
But to get a shop owner to realize that if he's not doing it himself and turning the wrenches himself, he'll never get it.
The guys that I deal with, I'm not dealing with corporate stores. I'm dealing with mom and pop stuff. So a lot of the owners are right there turning wrenches with them. They just still don't see the value in paying their guys better. And it's coming back to bite them. Some of them are waking up and realizing it, but not all of them.
And I'm sure that they've went up on their labor rates they're charging to the customer, just not what they're letting the mechanics bill out to them.
They're not. A lot of these guys down here that I deal with are not paid on flat rate, which is another one that floored me. They're all paid, you know, a set salary, and that's it. They're not even paid by the hour.
Do it.
I wouldn't either. It just ain't going to happen. And I'd be somewhere else looking for a job, and with the skill set that they have, they can go anywhere and get it.
And if you want to pay me hourly, that's all well and good. I can make flat rate time work for me.
I'm afraid of flat rate because they'll actually have to get up and work, though, the ones I'm dealing with. The guys that have got experience in it, they're good.
If I'm going to do mechanic work, unless something goes catastrophically wrong, I'm beating book time.
I get you. The only time it comes into play is if you're working at a dealership and they're wanting to pay you warranty times.
Worked at a dealership or did any warranty work like that, I just couldn't do it. I mean, nothing for warranty work.
And so that's another catch in the industry. There's a lot of things out here in the industry that need to be different than what they are, but I don't know that you're ever going to get them fixed. And I don't know what the perfect system would be, but so I don't know.
Perfect system, just there needs to be a happy medium across the board, a standardization, I guess.
I'm with you. So did you get that new radio and get to play with it yet?
Yeah, I've been playing digital mode the last several nights and got it set up on FT8, and then also I just flipped the switch and I'm on phone on single sideband. I love it.
Got the FD101 or FDX10, I mean.
Yeah, the FTDX10. I wish I could have got the 101. That I couldn't figure out, and I had to call Yaesu today, but in some of their factory programming, 60 meters is channelized, and it will not let you run digital modes on it, but there's a certain configuration you have to use that they only give you. They don't put it in the book or anything, but they'll email it to you if you call them about it.
I thought 60 meters was the one that was channelized.
It is, because of the restrictions on it, because it's also government-used frequencies on the 60-meter band, but it will not let you run it with CAT control, so you can't run FT8 or your digital modes unless you have the configurations that they email you.
I get what you're saying now.
I just pulled up here at the house. I'm going to hop off here.
See you, Jerry, and still need to get up with you sometime, but we'll talk about that later. Have a good evening. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
N4JBM, clear.